Son of Porthos. Under cover of darkness and in mysterious circumstances, Joel is brought to a side entrance of the Bastille. Here he is met by a coach and six horses and an escort of mounted men. Dim shadows moving silently in the darkness. Although he feels certain there must be some mistake, he agrees to enter the coach, feeling that anything is better than remaining in prison. As he steps in, the governor of the Bastille, who has escorted him so far, moves back into the darkness of the corridor, and the door clangs shut behind him. Immediately, another figure, unrecognizable in the darkness, springs quickly forward, his hand upon the coach door.
You wish the window down so that you may breathe at ease.
I may as well breathe easily, why I may breathe at all. I thank you, friend. Let down the window.
I mistake the Chevalier's promise that he will not try to lose his present company.
Heaven forbid, monsieur.
There are quite a number of us here, Chevalier, though darkness may hide some of us at present. And I must notify you that there are more of us to gallop behind the coach, all armed to the teeth, as I am also. Should the Chevalier attempt to escape, we should be forced with our pistols to prevent it.
I willingly offer the pledge you seek, though not because of the pistols you carry. But tell me, my friend, why do you address me as Chevalier?
I merely obey orders.
Orders, orders, that is what they all say. But why Chevalier? I cannot understand it. Is it an error in person, as the lawyers say? Oh, well, who cares? I may as well die under one name as another. I am ready, friend.
Right there! Away!
Get up there! Get up!
Recognize that. Why, bless my soul, the Bridge of Berk. And that is the new palace of Saint-Germain. Ah, now I understand where I am going. A pretty sense of justice His Majesty possesses. Without doubt, they are taking me to the spot where the fault was committed, that it may be expiated there. Where I killed the musketeer, there am I also to die.
Chevalier, I crave pardon for this delay and any inconvenience to yourself. But here my instructions bid me close the window and draw the blind.
You are too late, comrade. Already I recognize where I am and why.
I must obey orders, Chevalier.
Who am I to prevent you?
We have not far to go now, Chevalier.
Get up there! Get up!
Upon my soul, this is worse than the Bastille.
shut in this confined space with not a glimmer of light. But we have stopped, that much is certain. As I hear a clock chime, it seems I have heard it before. And somewhere, I feel I have heard that voice before. The voice of that man who accompanied me hither. But where? I do not know. However, I know where I am. We are before the town jail, I warrant.
Chevalier, you have arrived. Be so good as to alight here.
It will be fine to stretch my legs again. They are too long to ride with comfort in a carriage. The courtyard. And handsome for a jail.
It is dark here, Chevalier. And we must enter through a winding way. Be so kind as to give me your hand.
You are determined to confuse me, friend, with your winding ways and your persistence, Chevalier. But since I have so little time on earth, I cannot waste my breath on anger with you. Here is my hand.
Come then, this way.
If I seem to follow meekly this mysterious way, my friend, I assure you it is simply because anything is better to me than wearing out my life in prison.
Mind the steps, Chevalier.
After days and nights of uncertainty in that hole of a place that I steal, I tell you I should gladly lay my head upon the block.
These stairs are steep, Chevalier. Take care.
Indeed, it would be a pity if I broke my neck on the way to the hangman.
We turn here.
Since you are being so scrupulously polite and thoughtful, may I remark it seems unkind that my execution should be planned to interfere with my sleep? I understood a condemned man always had a good night's rest.
We are here, Chevalier. Esteban! This way, Chevalier. Senor Esteban will now take charge of you, Chevalier. My duty terminates here. I trust your journey hither has been a pleasant one. I have done my best to make it so.
Indeed, monsieur. The attentions you have showered upon me are those reserved for a man about to die. They assure me of what I already knew. Mine is a fatal case.
Senor Esteban will be here in a moment. Farewell, Chevalier.
Welcome. Will you deign to come with me?
Upon my soul, this place is haunted. One leaves and another appears. So you are Senor Esteban. What is it you want with me?
If the Chevalier would deign to precede me to the next room, Chevalier.
You take it. My friend, I pray, enlighten me before my poor brain gives way beneath such confusion. Where am I?
Do you not know? The Chevalier is at home.
At home? My little Spanish barrel, you mock me.
No, indeed. I hasten to affirm no one would dare to mock the Chevalier.
You had better not try, my friend, for despite your circumference, which is great, you come scarce up to my waist, and I am not a man to be trifled with. Tell me then, what is this game we play? Why am I brought here, installed in this luxurious abode?
I am simply carrying out the orders which I have received.
I believe everybody here carries out orders, and nobody delivers.
And in pursuance of my orders, Chevalier, I am most regretfully obliged to lock you in when I go forth.
Just as I expected, then. Despite its murals and elegant furniture, this is as much a prison as the Bastille.
I do, and with deep regret, Chevalier. But orders demand I lock you up until tomorrow, when they will come to... Well, you know better than I do.
So I was right. And it is fixed for tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, Chevalier.
Early?
In time to have all over by noon. It is the usual order.
Heaven forbid that I should interfere with the usual order. Well, I confess the way I have been treated tonight appears far from usual. Well, I thank you, friend, for this information. I shall be ready.
And if the Chevalier should feel any need of refreshment...
I see nothing is refused to a wretch in my situation.
I will have the honor of serving a cold collation before the Chevalier takes his sleep.
Of course, the condemned man is always allowed a last good impression of the world he leaves.
This of which I speak is but a high supper. The Chevalier will be better able to appreciate our cook at breakfast.
Oh, I am to have breakfast, sir.
Certainly before the affair is 'Tis the rule.
I shall breakfast on Earth, although I stop in paradise.
Oh, it will be a splendid sight, Chevalier.
What will?
Tomorrow's affair.
A splendid sight? Upon my soul, I do not agree with you.
People are fighting for the best places. The chapel is so small, and Father Lachaise will seek the exaltation.
The royal confessor. The king is doing things well for me.
Naturally, Chevalier. He will be present.
The king is coming to see me. Why, bless me, all these honors make dying almost a pleasure.
And he brings the queen, naturally, and she, all the ladies of her court.
All in at the depth. Verily, your court has lofty ideas. I trust they will not be disappointed in the performance.
Nothing will go wrong, Chevalier, I do assure you. My master is very careful.
The devil he is. And who is your master, pray?
Chevalier no longer wishes my attention. I will go to prepare his supper.
So I get no answer. Well, you may go.
Chevalier, I will take you to my master in the morning. For now, good night, Chevalier. Good morning, Chevalier. My master begs that you will replace your veteran clothes with this suit. It was made to fit you, Chevalier.
Let me see it.
It was made by the first tailor of Paris. It is a beautiful suit, Chevalier, and worthy of the occasion. See the diamonds in the shoes and the pale velvet of the jacket and the hat. Ah, such a hat. With a feather such as Louis himself might envy.
What a lot of ribbons for the lamb led to the slaughter. I should have marched as well in my own clothes and died as bravely. Nevertheless, thank your master for his kindly thought.
I will leave you then, Chevalier, with Master Adrien here, my lord his valet. Do not be long, for time slips quickly by.
It would be a pity to keep them waiting. I shall tell you when I am ready. Come, Master Adrien, deck me in this finery.
You are ready, Chevalier?
As ready as any man with such an appointment as I keep now. Lead on.
Stand in.
What? No guard, no military escort?
We have only the landing to cross, Chevalier.
Oh, so it is here the court assembles.
No, Chevalier, it is here you meet my master.
Now?
Immediately. A moment, please.
Enter.
Are you ready, Chevalier?
Yes.
My lord, the Chevalier de Locmaria.